SBS Radio.
We have to remember that balance is the key here.
Yeah.
It's important to enjoy, you know, family time. It's been a big year. You get together and you want to sit down and enjoy whatever feed sort of comes out on the table. On the back end, oh, yeah, and the same thing applies at your Christmas party through work. But finding a balance on the other side of those things that are happening, meaning during that week you should be eating better foods, real foods, to make sure you minimise the impact that you have on the flip side of that, where hopefully the balance ends up with that 80-20 I've spoken about before, 80% of the time eating real foods, 20% of the time enjoying life, that balance that I've spoken about. And that starts to cover your work parties and obviously a family get-togethers over that period.
And what do you find is people's biggest struggle in this period? What's really something that's very, very hard to overcome?
People go into the period, it's been a long year, they want to wind down, which is totally understandable. But if you have a bit of a strategy and structure going into it, knowing, hey, I'm going to eat really well all week because on Friday I have a Christmas party with my work, and maybe even Saturday I'm going to get together with family, and that might apply every single weekend for that, you know, whole month of December. If you have that strategy where you go in and say, what I'm going to do is make sure I eat real foods, put out a lot of output around movement, whether you're walking, swimming, boxing, doing some form of exercise, that's one of the most important things. Having that plan or structure going forward in December, aid around that real food structure over the, you know, start of the week. Enjoy the time together with family and work colleagues as an example, and then came out of that on a Sunday and got back into that same routine. They come out on the flip side at least balanced towards the credit around their health.
So what you're saying is that we should start with better lifestyle choices well before Christmas.
100%. If you have good habits and rituals around a healthy lifestyle leading into Christmas, more than likely by the time you hit Christmas, you've got that structure and balance I've just spoken about. Having a planner in place, knowing that you've got 8, you know, Christmas parties as an example over that time frame, which is cool, but 8 days out of 31 days means that there's a good balance towards the good side. And if we're making good choices on that side, as I said, we're going to come out at least balanced on the flip side rather than, you know, what the average Australian will end up putting on, which is about 5 kilos.
So what about people going to Christmas parties? Because this is the party season. So any tips?
I'd say the biggest thing, when you go to a party, if you're going yourself and you, maybe it's a family or, you know, a friend's party that you're not sure, too sure about what's going to come out on the table, or you may be even, you know, intending to drink some alcohol, maybe try and eat something before you go and eat something that's really good for yourself. And that way, when you get there, you can still snack on some stuff, but it won't be as heavy where you eat the whole night. And then obviously on the top of that, you're going to load up some alcohol as well. And I think by minimising the amount of damage that you're doing in that one period to your health around the deposits that you're putting into your body, I think that's a really good tip for anyone moving forward.
And what's the outcome of these choices that or sacrifices or choices that you make?
As I spoke about, the average Australian puts on 5 kilos over the Christmas period. And, you know, once you put that weight on, clothes aren't fitting well, your confidence then goes with that. And we know in this day of social media, especially, the impact around mental health. So 5 kilos on anyone's of extra weight on anyone's load is a load on your mental health. And I think the biggest thing, people should be cautious of that, because if they're already stressed and depressed or got some anxiety going on in their life, that's only going to add more pressure.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.